Will the real Christian please stand up? Bible thought, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Who is this King Nebuchadnezzar? What does he really believe? After Daniel interpreted the king's dream, the king said, Surely your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings. And then the king gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego high positions in the government. Shortly after that, the king changed his position, for he set up a 90-foot-high golden idol and decreed in his anger that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should be burned to death for being true to the Lord of kings. The king made another switch a few verses later. After the three young men had been spared, the king blessed the God of these three young men, decreed that anyone who spoke against Jehovah would die, and promoted the three young men. Did he praise Jehovah just because he was afraid not to do so? What does he really believe? At the height of his powers, he was driven from the throne and ate grass with the oxen of the field. Does your faith in God depend on where you are or with whom you associate? Sooner or later, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. In times of trial, the real Christian stands up. Father in heaven, I love you. Whatever comes our way, I pray that we will be faithful to you. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Harvey Pruitt, Lubbock, Texas.